Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
95.7 The Game. Live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Oh, yes. Hour number two. One in the books. Two to go. Sometimes, Guru, we'll have like a five-hour show. And I'll be like, damn, I only got like an hour's worth of work. And then sometimes we have a three-hour show, and I'm like, I got 6 hours worth of work. Tonight is a night where 3 hours is just simply not enough.
It's just not.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good, and I'm ready.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. I'm calling out Niner Empire.
And the
faithful.
You got to read the nice text.
I'm going to read the text line. I'll get to that. But Niner faithful, we had dedicated this part of the show to Niner talk. We were going to talk about Chip Kelly, what it means about Trent Baalke. We were going to talk about the personnel. We were going to do all Niner talk. And I'm looking at my blinking lines, and I see six of them. Our blinking lines. Jeez, I'm criminy. Our blinking lines, and everybody wants to talk about the Raiders. So I'm calling you out. Niners fans, if you want to talk about Chip Kelly, then you've got to step up to the plate at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The text line is 95795. We are Twitter friendly. He is at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. The station's Twitter handle is at 957 The Game. We're going to go right back into Raiders talk because that's what the people want to talk about, Guru. And you want me to get to the text line before we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or hold on. Yes, as I tell my kids. Not yeah, yes.
How can, this is from the 707.
It's the same person. Didn't like your, anyway.
No,
ahead.
I checked the numbers. They're different.
All right.
From the 707. How can two guys with a poor command of the English language host a radio show? Maybe because KGMZ is cheap and can't afford experienced broadcasters. 707-315-8260. Oh, I almost said the whole thing. I didn't, though. I left out a couple of numbers, so I'm good.
That's what you call a hater.
Where did you graduate from college? Because I graduated from Cal. Number one public university in the world. My man, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Cal State East Bay.
Is very eloquent when he speaks. So I would like to know why you don't think we have a good command over the English language. But I don't care.
That's somebody we know.
I digress. I like reading the bad text.
He stole that from me.
This is what you do to haters. You just smile.
You stole that from me. You stole that from me. When you went on solo, you started doing that. You had never done it before.
Never let me live that down.
Way before
you went on solo.
Fact. Let's go to Lee in Santa Clara. He wants to talk about the Raiders in Santa Clara, the home of the 49ers. Are you listening, Niners fans? Lee's calling from Santa Clara and wants to talk Raiders. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, Zach, let me clarify. The whole Bay Area is home of the Raiders, all right? Let's get that straight, first of all.
My apologies. So, but, I mean, the Niners play in Santa Clara, so you can see why I defined it like that.
Well, they lose in Santa Clara this year. But anyways, here's the point.
Fair enough. But if I said Oakland is the home of the Raiders, that would be correct. So the same way Santa Clara is the home of the Raiders. But anyways, go ahead. Let's talk silver and black.
All right. Mark, along with his mother, owns a 47% interest in the Raiders. In 2009, the NFL lowered the percentage that an existing owner needs to control the team. It's only 30%. So the owner just has to own 10%, and his family has to own an additional 20%. So Mark essentially has 17% of the Raiders that he could sell to investors. Now, when you're talking about a franchise that it's worth, what, a couple billion, maybe, an NFL franchise, he could easily sell 5%, 10% to some group like Larry Ellison or some other investors.
True.
So here's my prediction. Mark's going to sign a one-year lease. He'll be back at the Coliseum.
No doubt.
And within that time period, he's going to sell a chunk of the team to investor, and they're going to build a new stadium.
Oh, I want that to happen, Lee.
Where?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the same location there. You know, maybe they have to play in Santa Clara or Stanford or Cal or whatever for a year.
I think it'll be within an hour. I don't think it's going to happen in Oakland. I think the A's
where,
are going to take
Zach,
that over.
You say it like it's a where. It's not
Concord,
feasible.
Napa.
Stop.
Pleasanton.
Stop.
Why stop?
No, I think it's going to be the existing site. I think they'll put the new Coliseum in the parking lot, as they're talking about. The Raiders will have to play in Berkeley or in Santa Clara for a year or two, but they're not going anywhere.
All right, fair enough. Thank you for the phone call, Lee. We appreciate it. Let's go to PK in Union City. Go ahead, PK.
The Yoon.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Que paso?
3 points.
Three points? All right, go ahead.
Oh, right, number one, Mark Davis is confused. The Raider Nation was actually developed, the term was developed by a gentleman here in the Bay Area, the Oakland Bay Area. So you can't take what you don't own. What does he mean when he says he doesn't know where the nation's going to wind up? The nation will always be here. It's the passion. It's the people that love the Raiders. It's the players. And when they get together, that makes the nation. So it's like saying he's going to move the black hole. You can't move the black hole. This is not deep space. You can't move the black hole.
All right, what's number two?
Why isn't anybody looking at the waterfront for a stadium? Down in Oakland, down by Jack London Square.
I've been asking about that for the A's and the Raiders. What's three, PK? What's three, PK?
I'm sorry. Three is, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to be a Raiders fan for the rest of my life.
No matter where they are?
There it is.
San Antonio Raiders, PK?
The only place that they could move that would piss me off royally is Texas.
And Texas. Oh. That's not going to happen.
I know. I can't support them in Texas.
Thank you, PK. Appreciate the phone call.
Am I being naive to just, I have no fear at all on my scale of the Raiders leaving and not being in Oakland. It's at 102. After that L.A. debacle, they're not going anywhere. Zach, he can't go anywhere.
They got to go somewhere.
There's too many teams in Texas.
All right.
They're going to get it done here.
Well, they got it.
And Libby Schaff,
how many teams are
they
in California right now? You know, Texas is bigger than California?
Yeah.
How many teams does California have? San Diego.
But it's
LA,
it's
now,
totally a different
San Francisco
demographic.
And Oakland.
With
that's
the,
four.
I hear you.
There's only two in Texas. They could have three. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7, the game. Niners fans, we want to talk Chip Kelly. We have one caller now that wants to talk Niners and Chip Kelly, Trent Baalke, personnel, Colin Kaepernick, all that good stuff. We have two more callers that want to talk Raiders. But Niners fans, if you want to join in, you may do so. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Let's go to James in Oakland. Go ahead, James.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. What do you got?
Hey, I just want to say this, man. The city of Oakland and the county of Alameda is the problem, along with Mark Davis. Right now, we need to get Larry Ellison on board. I know everyone keeps saying that, but he's the only guy that could buy out the city, buy out the county, buy out the remaining 10-year lease that Lou Wolf and Fisher have, tear down the Oakland Coliseum, and build a new one. For 2 years, the Raiders need to go play in Cal Berkeley, and they need to call Larry Ellison to get this thing done. Larry Ellison is the fifth richest man in the world. He has a personal net worth of almost $50 billion.
Mark's not selling, though.
Okay, he needs a partner then. He needs someone who can get the respect of the other NFL owners and get this thing done. I don't believe in Libby Schaff, and I just don't believe in Mark Davis getting this thing done.
James, would you sell?
It makes me so upset.
Would you sell, James? James, would you sell? If you own the team, would you sell?
You know what? I would not sell, but I would partner up. If I didn't have the money, I would partner up with someone that did.
Thank you for the phone call. All right, James. Thank you for the phone call. Would you partner up if you had to?
Oh, no doubt.
If you were in Mark?
No, there's no doubt. You asked me. I'm emphatic about it. Yes. Right. Okay, right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Don't yell at me.
Do you think he got embarrassed with the transactions?
Of course. That was egg on the face. The epitome of the phrase egg on your face.
So go ahead and make it right. Partner up.
Well, he would still be the owner if he sold
What did he say?
Let's say 20% to Larry Ellison. He would still, I mean, all you need is 20%, I believe,
God, how many
to remain the longevity owner or some crap like
how
that.
How many times has Larry's name come up? People just, I don't know what Larry's doing, but his name is being said by fans, pundits. It's just like,
well, yeah,
come in like Superman
look what he did with the
and
Warriors.
Save the day. Exactly.
Let's go to AK in Alameda. Go ahead, AK. I hope not 47.
How are you doing tonight?
We're good. I hope it's not AK-47.
It sure is.
Oh, no, no. AK, we can't. No violence. No violence. Stop the violence.
Well, not at all, man. Today's a good day, like Ice Cube.
Okay, there we go. You didn't even have to use your AK. Go ahead, AK.
First of all, I don't feel that the Raiders are going to Texas at all. Jerry Jones will never allow it. All he needs is seven other owners. Him and the Texans owner are not going to allow them to move to Texas. Number two point, the Raiders just need to stay exactly where they are, build in the existing Coliseum. Just get the mayor to get the A's a deal downtown Oakland. We refurbish the existing Coliseum where we have it right now. Put $400-500 million into that. He doesn't need a partner if he does that. But if he did want to,
wait,
go
back up, back up, back up. What's the plan? Go ahead, say the plan again.
He can refurbish the Coliseum where we're at.
That's
right
not going to happen.
Well, if it doesn't happen, then he could build on the south lot, then he will have to take a
partner. Where's the parking for the A's?
Okay, they just called Walmart. We can park at Walmart. Oh, okay. We can park all on
thank you, AK. I hate to cut you off.
People have.
I got to let you go. Thank you for the phone.
Walmart is closing.
These whole magic wand scenarios, I can't take. It just doesn't happen. No matter how much money you have, you can't just wave a magic wand. Oh, south parking lot.
But you can't get the ball rolling. If you do your due diligence, you can get the ball rolling. But
you know what the A's are doing?
People of power get
things done. The A's are waiting. They're just sitting back. The Warriors are going to leave Oracle.
Can I ask you, waiting for what?
What do you mean?
The Raiders to leave? What if they get something worked out with the city of Oakland? Then what?
And where? The A's play where they play. The A's have a 10-year lease with the Coliseum. The A's are going nowhere. So any Raider plans is not going to be within that vicinity. That's why I'm saying Concord.
The waterfront.
That's
the
why
waterfront.
I'm saying Napa.
Jack
That's
London.
Why I'm saying Pleasanton.
Jack
That's
London,
why I'm saying,
like PK said. It's so beautiful.
You're just trying to put some white out over some
no,
stuff.
No, wouldn't it make sense, though?
Of course.
Okay.
For you and I. Coming up next, we don't know. We don't know what's coming up next. It's going to be up to you. Veronica in San Jose is our one Niners caller. You and I have not talked Chip Kelly. It's fine for us because we can just talk about it tomorrow. But if Niners fans actually want to show out and be excited and talk about their new coach, they
and what
do
it
so.
Means.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. But if Raiders fans keep calling, Veronica, I love you. You're at the top of the list,
Raiders.
But you're at the bottom until Raiders fans stop calling. It's on the Niners fans, not on us.
Well, you're being honest.
I am. Coming up next, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
I don't even know.
The homies can't have none. It ain't no fun.
I love me some Nate Dogg. Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah. Another hour and 45 minutes. Don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow, 5 to 8. I want to take this time to say I love you, Bay Area. I love you callers out there. I love you fans out
Ooh,
there.
Who is this guy?
No, the text line, the Twitter feed, the phone lines. I mean, this is a very fantastic group of fans that we have here and that we deal with.
I don't know who you are right now.
Coming up at 6:30, Mark Purdy. You know him well.
Friend of the show.
Sports columnist for the Mercury News and the Bang Bay Area News Group. He will join us to talk all things Bay Area sports. We can do Raiders relocation. We can do Niners talk. We can do all that. I've created some sort of a battle right now between the Raiders fans and the Niners fans out there. We were going to talk Chip Kelly. We haven't yet.
What's the score?
Which is amazing. How many shows have gone an hour and 15 minutes without talking about Chip Kelly? You and I have done it because we're leaving it up to the people.
So if Raiders fans want to dominate
the
show,
of the people, Zach.
They can do so. If Niners fans want to take control of the show, they can do so also. The way to do it, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. On Twitter, he's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. From the text line, the 408, is Guru the necessary token black guy for 95.7 The Game?
Whoa.
I'm gonna leave that to you.
We got Lo Neal.
Okay.
We got you.
Yeah.
Whoa. We got
we're
represented very well
I'm
at
black,
the station.
Black Uriah.
Yeah.
I'm Black Uriah.
Black Uriah. Richmond's finest.
Right.
Yeah.
Phone lines we go. Mm-hmm. Let's go to. We're gonna go through the Raiders calls and the Niners fans. I see you, Veronica, Mike, and Vince. You want to be represented? You will be. We're gonna finish up the Raiders calls. Rob and Concord. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, actually, it's Ron, but it's not a big deal.
Hey, no, that is a big deal. That's on my producer. I will throw him under the bus right now. You are Ron from Concord. Go ahead, Ron.
Now, I would think that we would all agree that the owners are all about the money. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes. Well, everybody's all about the money, but owners especially.
Well, then here's the deal. The San Francisco Bay Area is a number 6 market in the country. San Antonio is number 30, I believe, and St. Louis is number 20, which is why Kroenke wanted to leave.
Okay.
So unless they're going to go to a better market, which makes more money for all the NFL owners and increases the value for the Raiders, there is no way they can leave unless they have a better financial option. So
okay.
When everybody's screaming and yelling about this, they got to keep in mind that it's all about how much money can be broken up among everybody.
But is it also about getting a stadium built?
It will be about getting a stadium built, but again, you have to get the votes. And what owner's going to vote for devaluing a team, one of the storied franchises, for them to get a stadium? They're going to say, look, you got to do just like the New York Giants did. Bring in a major money person, and they're a storied franchise, and get yourself an investor to help bridge the gap. That's what the Giants did, and they're just as storied as the Raiders are.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it, Rob.
And what about this chump
of change? The Giants had the Jets, though. That's
Jerry
different.
Jones. You're
that
right.
Was combined.
And the owners gave the Raiders to help get a stadium.
Yeah.
That turns out to be much of nothing, right?
True.
I mean, they didn't forget about Oakland.
Let's go to Andre and Pinello. Go ahead, Andre.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'll just talk about the Raiders selling 20% of the team to Larry Ellison. That's not going to happen. Larry Ellison don't want 20% of nothing.
He wants 100.
He wants 100%.
Yep.
That man's worth $50 billion. So what the Raiders need to do is find another investor that's willing to go there because Larry's not going to do it. He wants the whole pie.
Great.
Senator pie.
Great point, Andre.
Pie.
Great point. Thank you for the phone call. That's a good point.
Has anybody talked to Larry?
Would he even take 20?
Is he even interested? Has anybody even...
He's interested, but would he take 20? I don't think so. Let's go to...
That's a great point.
Norsine in Oakland. Go ahead, Norsine.
I like that.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're all right. How are you?
I listen to you guys all the time. You're so wonderful. Anyway.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say that the Oakland A's are talking about moving to Jack London Square, so I don't consider them a part of the equation with the Raiders and the new stadium and all of that. And as far as the Warriors go, why can't the Raiders and the Warriors have two separate arenas there? And why does San Francisco want the Warriors now that they're winning? They didn't care about them when they was losing.
And no. There's a difference.
Welcome to America, Norsine.
No. Yeah. There's a difference.
Hold on, let me finish. Hold on. And as far as Mark Jackson, we was patient with him when the Raiders was losing. Why he's so in a hurry to leave now? Why he just can't sit it out?
No, okay. All right, Norsine. Thank you for the phone call.
I love her passion.
If you're on Twitter, follow me, at me, at Zach Sports. ZAK Sports. He's at Triple D Guru.
It's almost close to 2,000.
DDDGURU.
Oh, wow.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795.
Got it down, Jack.
Going back to her points.
Okay.
It's not that the Warriors, or it's not that San Francisco just started to want the Warriors when the Warriors were good. The Warriors started wanting San Francisco once they got their ownership in line. And in terms of Oakland, it's not about them just getting good. Look, everybody always wants to be in a better market if they can, a more manageable market if they can, right?
Yeah. do you scratch your head in regard to the, since you speak of the Warriors in San Francisco, that the fact that the date was pushed back to 2019?
Well, I
feel like they're never going to leave, Zachariah.
Because of litigation, because of permits, because of lawsuits, because of all. Yeah, it's going to be pushed back. I called that years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Do we have it on tape?
I actually take every show and put it on my hard drive, so I actually could find it if I put the
that. I believe.
Yeah. Anyways. The point is, let's shift over, shall we? Niners fans, it's your time. I kind of challenged you to call in, and you did. 888-957-9570. You called in. It was all Raiders all the time. We want to talk about Chip Kelly. Before we get to the Niner phone calls, your initial thoughts on Chip Kelly being named the next head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. You and I were on air when Tom Sula got fired.
I was
going
to take it back
fired.
To the origin.
Yes.
And I said Hugh Jackson was the leader in the clubhouse. But
Was, or you wanted him to be?
He was.
Okay.
And I was intrigued by the fact that he could get a hold of Kaepernick, but I was more intrigued if Chip Kelly got a hold of Kaepernick, and I kind of put that to a side when it looked like he was going to get the job.
Are you happy with the hire?
I am happy. I think Chip Kelly has learned from his mistakes, if they were made, about him and getting along with players.
You like
it. So now it's just about football.
You like it.
I don't like the smoothie talk, and when you're at home, I need to know how much water you're drinking and all that. So I feel like he's going to step, lay off the gas pedal and focus on Cap, and bring the Niners back to where they belong.
I will give you my thoughts at 6:45. We will talk to Mark Purdy, sports columnist for the Mercury News Group, at 6:30. Right now, let's get a call in. Veronica, been waiting patiently. She was the first one representing Niner Empire.
A lot of women tonight.
The faithful Niners fans out there. She was waiting. Now is her time. Go ahead, Veronica.
Chip Kelly scares me to death.
Tell us
what
why.
Are we going to do? Try to trade for Bradford, his, favorite little dude? No. Okay. Chip Kelly, when he was in Oregon, is nothing but an arrogant something.
Are you worried?
He's going to sit here.
Are you worried that he hasn't learned?
He took the Eagles, who were a decent team, and ran them into the ground. Granted,
they won 10 games 2 years. Yeah, they won 10 games twice.
He went 20-12 in the first 2 years.
He had too much power, Veronica. He doesn't have that same power here. That's why I think it's going to work.
Yeah, because Balky has it, and that's probably not even any better. I mean, the guy knows how to pick up draft picks. He doesn't know how to keep players on a team. But, I mean, he can culminate as many draft picks.
So you weren't impressed with what Chip did out there in the first 3 years in Philly?
No.
So you don't like the hire. Who did you want?
I've been a Chip Kelly fan.
Who did you want, Veronica?
I would have took Shanahan. Sorry. He might be old, but you want to go back and you want to turn this team around, go back to old school football.
All right.
There's a lot of people lining up to get Shanahan too, Veronica.
What?
There's not a lot of people lining up to bring Shanahan.
No.
His day, his time's done.
Yeah.
He's with Holmgren. It's over. I just don't see them getting a job ever again in the NFL.
All right, we'll get into this because there's a lot to chew on here.
Yeah.
What it means for Kaepernick.
It means a whole lot.
What it means for the personnel. What it means for Trent Baalke.
Yep.
God, there's so much to get into. We can do a whole show on it.
Because I'll spill the beans.
We should have more shows. But whatever. We'll talk to Mark Purdy coming up next, and then you and I will get into it at 6:45, and we'll take your calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. Mark Purdy, sports columnist for Bang! Bay Area News Group. He'll join us next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7.
You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Damn. Getting crunk out here, huh? On a Saturday night?
I don't know if we use crunk on the West Coast.
We don't?
Nah.
My bad.
Getting turned up, maybe.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Halfway through, Guru. It was halftime. Did you get your Gatorade?
Yeah, it feels like we've just been here 20 minutes.
6:30, we're going all the way to 8 o'clock. We have a great guest coming up next. We're taking your phone calls. I called out Niner Empire, and they have responded. I see you, Mike. I see you, Vince. I see you, Joel. Anybody else that wants to join in, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Right now, the guest is ready Mark Purdy. We tried an intro with him, the Purdy Bird.
Yeah, we got to leave it alone.
From Dumb and Dumber. It didn't go over well. He could not make it last week, but he's good enough to join us now. We appreciate it. Sports columnist for Bang, Bay Area News Group, Mercury News. And you can follow him on Twitter at Merc Purdy, M-E-R-C-P-U-R-D-Y. Mark, how are you?
I'm at the top of my game. Let me apologize about last week. I had a personal matter, just couldn't be avoided, and it was kind of an emergency. But it all worked out, and appreciate you guys understanding, and happy to be here tonight.
No, Mark, when I found out why, totally understandable. And we joke around here on air, but I certainly wasn't holding it against you for not being able to make it for a family emergency. But let's talk sports, Mark. When it comes to what you're looking at, with the Chip Kelly hire, interviewed early, I heard reports that maybe Tom Sula might have been fired because Chip Kelly was fired prior. Was he always the number one option? Because I know a lot of fans out there wanted Hugh Jackson.
Well, you're asking more my opinion but it's an educated opinion. I've been covering the NFL a long time, been through a lot of this stuff. And I think what happened was that they called around to see who might be available, they being Jed York and probably Trent Baalke did the calling. And I don't know that they actually even targeted one person. I think they called Peyton's people. I think they called Kelly's people. I mean, you never call the guys themselves, right? You call their agents. You call that. You call Hugh Jackson people. You call. And I think what happened was that they figured there would be a pool of candidates available if they fired Tom Sula. I think that's what happened. And then they got into it. And, yes, you're right. They interviewed Kelly early. They probably figured, well, unless nobody else was talking to Kelly, apparently. And Kelly did express interest. So they knew that was there. And then they wanted to investigate these other guys. I don't know what happened with Hugh Jackson. We'll find out at some point. My hunch is that he wanted, he's going to have more personnel control in Cleveland. And I think that's probably what he wanted. And maybe he didn't want to move back to the West Coast. You never know totally until you find out sometimes years later what occurred. Right. Kelly, I think Sean Payton probably was the guy they really wanted, but turned out he was not going to make himself available. I think, David Shaw at Stanford would have been a good choice, but I guess he decided early on he did not want to be interviewed. So of all the guys who were, I think Hugh Jackson wasn't a slam dunk, but he was really interesting, and he did an okay job with the Raiders. I didn't think he was awesome with the Raiders, and he was kind of, he made that Carson Palmer deal that kind of crippled him for a while, and there was that kind of Alf Haig thing going on when Al passed away and Hugh kind of walked in and took over, which, I don't know that Mark Davis really liked that. So each of these guys has pluses and minuses. I wrote about that the other day. The one thing I do like, in answer to your question, I don't think he was the number one choice, but I'm not necessarily think he was maybe the number two or three. I think they got into it. They tried to decide and they figured they could live with one of these guys that they knew would be available. And it turned out that once Hugh Jackson committed to Cleveland, Kelly was probably the next best choice. I don't think for a minute they were ever going to hire Tom Coughlin. I don't know what that was about, other than Trent Baalke is kind of a student of Bill Parcells, and Parcells and Coughlin were straight up. And I think that Mike Shanahan was interviewed at the behest of Eddie DeBartolo. Actually, I kind of know that. So. What was the question?
You answered it, Mark.
Was Chip Kelly the first choice, Mark?
No, but he wasn't the last choice either.
All right, that works.
Mark.
Did it make sense what I said?
I wonder first. I guess what I was really asking you is, would they have rather have had Hugh?
Maybe.
Because I think Chip was either one or two.
Here's the thing. Here's a realistic situation. Hugh, we like you. You want to come work for us. Yes, I like you, but I need my own general manager. Well, okay. Well, that's a deal killer. Chip, we like you. Do you want to come work for us? Chip says, yeah, and I don't care about the general manager. So does that mean that Hugh was their number one choice? Maybe he was, but he, you see what I'm saying? It's apples and oranges. Mike Holmgren, who I've known a long time, he was really interested in this time in taking this job, but he did not want to work for Trent Baalke. He wanted to pick his own general manager. So it's almost like there are two categories of coaches. Ones that want their own general managers or want their control over that, and ones that don't care about it. And the 49ers this time were confining themselves, it's plain to see, with ones who would accept Trent Baalke as the general manager and would be okay working with him. So Kelly was probably number one in that category. Jackson was number one in the other category. And then so the choice became just became obvious once Jackson decided to go to Cleveland.
Mark, what fascinates me about this hire, and I could say this with Hugh Jackson, is what it meant for Kaepernick. No, I'm not Jaworski, but I share my opinion, and I thought the guy had nobody to blame, Kaepernick, but himself in regard to regressing as an NFL quarterback. Now everybody's excited, and I got to tell you, Mark, I'm ready to be excited, too, to see if Kaepernick can regain that form or even be as better than he was when he was hot. Where does Mark Purdy stand on Kaepernick? Do you think Chip can bring that out of Kaepernick, or is that done?
I don't know if Chip Kelly knows the answer to that question. I think he's intrigued by it, and I think he wants to investigate it. And I think he will give – it's clear to me we won't know by April 1st if Kaepernick is solidly physically healthy. So the 49ers are going to have to make a choice then whether they want to keep him or not. I think they should keep him. I think they will keep him. And then I think Kelly will give Kaepernick every opportunity to do what he thinks Kaepernick ought to be able to do. Can Kaepernick do that? I mean, I'm intrigued by this because, you know what? I thought the 49ers, not just this last season, but the season before, were a pretty boring team. I mean, they were not exciting or fun to watch at all. It was tough. I haven't paid to watch the game, so, and I'm glad I was. But now I think they're intriguing. I think the Kelly hire may turn out to be a train wreck for all I know. But you know what? It's not going to be boring. And Kelly is going to take, yeah, I think he will take Kaepernick, and I think he will talk to Colin and say, look, this is what you do well, and we're going to take advantage of it. Kelly, the one thing everybody says about Chip Kelly, even the people who don't necessarily like him as a person, is that he is really a great X and O guy, and he can figure out a guy's assets and bring those out in the X and O part of the game. So he will go to Colin and say, look, X's and O's, this is what you do great. Can you do it? Let's go. And I think, yes, we'll see that. And I'm intrigued to watch it. I believe that stadium will be full for those first couple home games next year as people are intrigued to watch it, too. And I think even the exhibition games are going to be interesting now. Think about that. I mean, don't you agree? It's going to be intriguing. It's going to
yeah.
be.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
I'm excited.
Excited maybe too far. But
No, it's not far. Tom Sula was the least exciting hire.
Right.
You could possibly do.
And the team was born.
And at least with Chip Kelly, you will want to see what happens. Right. Mark.
Even if you think this is a bad hire, you want to see what happens.
Exactly.
Right? If you thought Tom Sula was a bad hire, and you didn't care, you didn't want to see it because you knew that you just weren't interested. Well, now, this is. I thought Tom Sula was a weird, odd move that was not.
From day one. Everybody did, Mark. Everybody did. Yeah.
Yeah, well. You can go back and read what I wrote. This doesn't look like it's going to work out, but he seems like a nice guy. And, you know, I tried to concoct a way in which it might work out. And I, you know, about 8 twists and turns, maybe it would have, but it wasn't going to work out. This has a chance of working out. And even the people who think, wow, this is dumb, they're still going to want to see what happens. The NFL is kind of, or the 49ers are kind of on the NFL's radar again just because of this.
Let me ask you this. I went out on a limb on, I think it was a random Saturday.
All the time,
yes.
I'm sorry, Zach.
On a random Saturday afternoon with my man Guru, I went out on a limb and you joined me on that limb saying that McKenzie had been doing a better job than Trent Baalke. And everybody said, oh, he had higher draft picks. But I was saying even McKenzie's second-round picks were better than Baalke's first-round picks. Even McKenzie's third-round picks were better than Baalke's second-round picks. I'm wondering where Baalke comes into all of this. Could you see a scenario where Baalke goes and Chip stays if next year is not successful? Because I don't see the personnel on the field where the Niners season is going to be successful next year.
Yes, I can see that scenario. I could definitely see that scenario. Kelly has a reputation for being a politician in the office. That's what happened in Philly, right?
I don't think I want Kelly taking over personnel, but
I'm not saying he would take over.
Yeah.
But what he would say, hey, this guy is not, I got my guy.
He's failed on five straight drafts, Mark. True or false? Trent Baalke has failed on five straight drafts. True or false?
Fail is a very strong word. He has been not only unproductive to me, but inefficient.
The year that he got executive of the year was Alden Smith, who is on the Raiders, and Colin Kaepernick, who may or may not be the starting quarterback next year.
But I think we also talked about this the last time, if I remember right, guys. You know, part of the general manager's job is being an architect, not just seeking talent. You know, you can get guys with a stopwatch that are really good to seek talent, but you got to be an architect. And the thing that McKenzie has done with the Raiders is he's drafted to fit an architecture, right? He drafts on one side of the ball what they need, and on the other side of the ball. Baalke made these weird picks about who is the running back from South Carolina that was hurt and said, well, we'll give him a chance, right? And,
Lattimore.
Draft, but picking up, I mean, here to me it was the real indicator of Baalke's lack of architectural skills. At the Jim Tomsula introductory press conference last year, which everybody agrees was very bad and not very good, Baalke,
colossal said, failure. Can we call it that?
We're gonna run
colossal
ball, right?
Failure. Can we call it that? Can we call it that?
It was a train wreck.
Mark, okay, so, it was a colossal failure.
Yeah. So
all right.
But in there, remember Baalke says in the middle, where's this? Well, somewhere in the middle of what he said.
We're going to run the ball.
He said, we're going to run the ball.
Yes.
Right? Okay. You're going to run the ball. So obviously, that's what Baalke wants. But then he sets up a roster where basically
Torrey Smith
and Carlos Hyde basket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So, and who backs up Carlos Hyde? Reggie Bush, a veteran who is a record of being hurt a lot.
The Australian.
Yep. And who's the guy behind that?
The Australian.
From Australia that's never played football before. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to run the ball, you've got to have better running back depth than that.
No doubt.
And also, you've got to have a better offensive line. And what is he ends up with on the right side of the line, guys, he's picking up during the training camp. All right? Well, if you declare you're going to run the ball and that's your architecture, then by golly, you got to go out and get the right steel beams and the right things to build that architecture. And he didn't get it. He didn't put it together. He said that back in January. And then from January till September, did nothing in my mind that showed to me he knew how to get that architecture together to do what he said he wanted to do.
Yep.
Just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, look, it'll be fascinating to watch. And I honestly think that Baalke will go before Kelly. 4-year deal for Kelly. Baalke doesn't know what his contract goes. And
well, he does know, and that's another.
Well, he said he didn't.
Yeah.
Were you not there, Mark?
I think that's. Yeah,
right. I could talk to you for another half an hour. We got to go now. Mark Purdy.
But listen, you know what? But right now, Baalke's contract does not last as long as Kelly's. So you may have the answer right there.
Say that again?
Right now, Baalke's contract, as I understand it, goes through, there's like an option through the 18 season, maybe.
Yeah.
Kelly's signing a 4-year
20. Team. Yeah. Exactly. So, all right.
You do the math, and there we have our answer. Yes, sir.
Mark, always love having you on. Sports
awesome.
Columnist for Bang Bay Area News Group. Follow him on Twitter, at Merck Purdy, MercPurdy. Mark, thanks for joining us. Happy to hear that your situation last week worked out, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Appreciate it very much, guys. It's always fun. Call anytime.
Mark Purdy, everybody.
A lot of stuff there, man.
Said it's always fun.
What do you say, meat on the bone? A lot of meat on the bone there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that next. And your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you, 95.7
The Game. 5.7
The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Again? He'd run back the same
Max,
song.
Players, ballers.
Grinders.
Does he say grinders?
Yeah, I know this song well.
Right off, man in the Mustang pony.
That was good. I mean, like, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was good.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Coming up at 7 o'clock, you will determine what we talk about. Because I got some stuff to talk about.
Open mic.
Specifically regarding the Niners.
Well, we got a ton.
Chip Kelly, Trent Baalke.
He got paid.
The players on the team, Colin Kaepernick, who you know, who was the first team that I said when Colin Kaepernick got benched.
It happened for the Eagles. But it happened
and now he's here.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Got some great sound for you also. Mike Silver on the Browns wanting Hugh Jackson more than the Niners. If Hugh Jackson succeeds in Cleveland, which you know I say God hates Cleveland.
They're not that bad as people think if you watch Brown
the
games.
Point,
okay, I'm just throwing that out there.
And they were great on defense.
To see, oh, you,
so if Hugh comes in there and fixes up the offense.
But, and, Zach, what if he wanted to? The reason he's
we'll
not
get
in.
Into
oh, okay,
it.
All right,
we'll
got
get
you.
Into
see,
it.
I'm ready to go.
Adam Schefter also, regardless of the quarterback situation, he's got some thoughts. So we'll talk about that at 9 o'clock.
And also prayers to
7 o'clock.
To Chris Mortensen on his ordeal that he's dealing with. I believe it's throat cancer. Yeah, so good luck to him on that.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring the show down?
No, I was just giving. It's real.
All right. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Let's go to Mike and Campbell. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I'm a Vikings fan first and foremost, but I
sorry about that field goal, Mike.
Harbaugh is obviously out the door, and that era is closed, but this is exactly what the 49ers get for pushing him out the door. They get a volatile coach that I think is going to go down in a blaze of mediocrity. You can call him that term if you want. But yeah, I see
going down in a blaze of mediocrity.
Getting hot in here.
They get the sexy name, good for them, but you know, it's not going to translate into results. He's out in Philly for a reason. You know, he has too much control. He's meant to be coaching boys, not men. You know, he thinks he can
so
control
you like,
everything about it. But
you like Chip in college, but you don't like Chip in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty clear, but
all right,
Mike. But you got to give Chip this, Mike. He's won his team twice. Has won 10 games, regardless of what happened. That's a whole lot of winning. 10 games, 2 years in a row.
You can holler at Andy Reid for that one, but you know he obviously didn't do so hot tonight either. But he was in a playoff game, and Chip is rethinking what he's doing here. So that's what I got, though.
All right, thank you, Mike.
We're going to get into it. I think the Niners got Chip right where they want him. He has been neutered, and he has been humbled, so you don't have to worry about him coming with personnel decisions, and that's a blessing for the Niners, and that's why I think Chip is now just going to focus, fellas, on football and getting Kaepernick up to speed. You got nothing to lose as opposed to who you had leading your ship before. Yeah, I'm going to miss that.
Well, Tom Sula was, we'll miss it.
Where's
from a
he
radio
going?
Standpoint.
You think he's going to get a job anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, defensive line coach somewhere.
Who would hire him?
I would hire him anywhere. Cowboys, Dolphins.
Singletary doesn't have a job at all.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Joel in Livermore. Go ahead, Joel.
Yeah, how's it going?
We're good. What you got?
What's up?
Oh, man, I was just thinking about the hiring of R. Kelly or Chip Kelly. I just, got
R.
a
Kelly.
Excitement going. No, Chip Kelly.
Okay.
And I just wanted to...
Big difference there.
The Raiders fans and Jim Tom Sula didn't fart during that press conference. I just wanted to tell you that some kid set up the camera. even though he looks like, you know, Ron Jeremy and everything.
Wait, Joel, are you breaking news?
I didn't think he did either, but you, then when
know,
you hear it.
You know for a fact that Tom Sula did not fart in that press conference?
I know. This kid made a video to try to make fun of my 49ers, and it, you know, it hurt. It wasn't a wet fart, but
wait, how do you know he didn't fart?
You didn't see the video? That was terrible.
I've seen the video. He looked like he farted.
It sounded like he farted.
Sounded like okay. He farted. It looked like he farted.
He didn't. And Hugh Jackson obviously went to the Browns because the player control. And my friends all think that he went to the Browns because he'd rather go there than the Niners.
Well, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I think it's.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate the phone call.
I was going to ask him how many friends he had.
Well, too late now. We got to, you know, pay bills.
Right. Well, look at you.
Well, you'd think our paycheck would reflect paying bills. What? You got something?
Information on the fart. The
what?
Poop.
What? What do you got?
I think.
Break it to the people.
You called me Townie.
No, I almost did.
He called me. I'm going to text Townie right now and say, Zachariah misses you.
You'll be with him on Thursday.
He's a scumbag.
Right. Wow. You've never called me your other secret lover.
I have before. Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm at a loss.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah coming back at you one more hour here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.